John Lennon wrote like that. He wrote sound poem songs. I am the walrus. There's no logic there. It's just the beauty of those words put together, the power of those words put together. That's how it works. It's 4 o'clock. I got to stop here and tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K28BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CA Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K21A3AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And hola to everybody listening around the world. This is all made possible by generous donations from businesses and folks around the area, including Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. Danny Mendel Honda Bozeman, featuring environmentally friendly Honda CRV Hybrid. More information at dannymendelhonda.com. And Steve Mountain Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world. Homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and Volcluse leaf teas. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Located at 402 East Main in Bozeman. And online at mtntea.com. Phone 577-2740. Somebody called a Good Samaritan, and he found a phone on the corner of, in front of 502 North South 5th. And he left it there. He said it's an iPhone and a chocolate-covered case. Look, chocolate-colored case. Not. And he's left it there for you to retrieve. He says he hopes you find it. He left no number. He just left it there because he figured the poor victim will return to the scene of the crime. So good luck with that. Okay? And thanks for that, the listener, his patience while I... regroup so I could take that information for you. I guess I can continue. I just figured out my good friend John Tremblay, he does a radio show on Fridays in Michigan. Until this week, until a week or so ago, it was the opposite week of mine. Now he's on the same Friday as I am. So, you can listen to 3 hours here and then two more of John Tremblay right back to back. 5 hours of great music on the internet. So check it out. I'm happy for him. He's got a prime time there too. And that's good. Staying up late to do radio is tough for us old people. I tried it years ago. I did a 10 to 2. We used to do 4 hour shifts in late night. And about 1 o'clock, I would start to fade and you'd hear two long songs in the last hour. And that's not radio, that's just me filling time. So I much prefer this primetime show here. It means I have to stay on my toes and make sure I'm playing music that a lot of people are going to like. I don't want to just be totally self-indulgent. I can do that at home all day and all night.
get you. Gonna knock you off your feet. Better recognize your brothers. Everyone you meet. We are.
has wings and she can fly far above the darkened waters, far above the troubled sky. They wait to turn to die, but they turn their tide upon you when the sea begins to cry. Have you seen changing windows of the sea beyond the stars? Sky beyond the sunbeams and the world beyond your dream. Have you seen the old world dying, which was once what new worlds seem? Has wings that barely gleam. They barely gleam, they barely glimmer as she circles past the sun, and she tries to tell her sister that her trials have just begun.
Traveling man, just a trick of the mind, but somewhere there's a morning sky. Horsemen spent some nights in old Kyoto, sleeping on the matted ground. Cyprus is my island. When the going's rough, I would love to find you somewhere in a place like that.
Finish up with Dave Bowie from his album Lodger, and that's a recent remix, remastered jobby, and they put it out as a standalone. Originally you had to buy a big box set to get it, which I wasn't going to do for one album, remix, dubious remix, but they actually have done a nice job on it. They always felt like it was a little lacking bass, and in the process they changed around some of the guitar solos and things, so it's a different experience, and it's my go-to right at the moment, though I had no problem with the original. Here, move on from that fantastic record. Let me see. Yeah, I'm at the right spot. John Lennon started us off with his great single, Instant Karma, and that's Alan White playing drums on it. Alan White went on to play with Yes for 50 years, and he just passed away last day or two. A hard rocking drummer, Alan White. He did some of the Lennon stuff, some George Harrison recordings, and then pretty much was a yes man for all the next years. And he had the dubious task of he had 3 days to learn the whole Yes set list for a tour. And I saw him on that tour. Clearly, he wasn't quite familiar with the songs. He played fine. He's a great drummer, but. After Bill Bruford, it was a little bit of a step down for a while. Though I think he found his place, and I think they started writing music with him in mind, and he could participate in it, and he wasn't just playing somebody else's drum parts. And they went on to more big successes. That live album, Yes Songs, that's from that first tour. You can tell it's just not quite cracking yet. That's too bad. But Farewell, I saw him quite a few times, and he was at a show I was at in Seattle many years ago when the Man Band played their last American gig ever. He was there checking out Steve Howe's solo show and stopped and watched Man for a few minutes. I thought that was polite of him. What else is there? Rolling Stones, title track of their fabulous album, Let It Bleed. That's when Keith Richards had to step up and do all the guitars. Brian Jones was pretty absent from that record. And Keith doing some great slide on there. He mastered that pretty quickly. Brian's domain, the slide guitar parts. And I got it right. I noticed when I set it up, last time I wanted to play that song, I accidentally played Give Me Shelter, because the tracks are listed different on the back of the CD case than they are actually on the running order, and it fooled me. This time I wasn't fooled. Got it right, and that's what I wanted to hear. Gene Clark from No Other. You heard Silver Raven and David Bowie. 4:23 on this Friday afternoon, spring Friday afternoon, and it's Montana spring. We operate about a month later than the rest of the world, and I was going to tell you about the weather because I missed that earlier. Let me see. Oh, different mouse. Look for some rain today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Possible snow Monday and Tuesday. Though I don't think it's going to be very cold, but we'll get more precipitation. And that's always welcome in this part of the world. We want it wet and green and lush. No forest fires this year, please. I don't think we could stand another one like the one a couple years ago. Just doesn't work that well for us. Okay, I'm talking to myself. What's this?
Yellowstone. It's in our backyard. But do you know how it came to be the world's first national park? Or how the Yellowstone mission has evolved over the years?
Writer, filmmaker, and Ken Burns collaborator Dayton Duncan will explore these questions Tuesday, June 7th, with his presentation, Happenstance and History.
MSU Library hosts the keynote dinner and talk at the Music Hall in the Armory Hotel in downtown Bozeman. The evening gets started at 6 p.m.
Tickets and additional information are available online at collectingyellowstone.com/keynote-speaker or by phone 994-6857.
And that's a really nice room, that armory ballroom. Something to check out if you haven't already. I'm glad they preserved that part of that building. They actually did a fab job of saving and modifying our armory. That was nearly turned into rubble by some developers. And it's not good. We got to save what we got. Can't just plow it down. I saw them do that where I grew up in San Jose, downtown. A lot of it got leveled, and it stayed that way for a long time. And what came back wasn't quite the same that I knew. And our downtown is, with one gaping exception, they haven't intentionally knocked down buildings, and they're restoring one right now on Main Street. I don't know if you've noticed the bank building there. They're tearing off that horrific facade somebody put wrapped around that beautiful building. And when I was walking downtown the other day, I noticed the original front is now exposed. Some real nice granite work and stuff. Lovely. If I could meet the guy who bought that building, I would shake his hands and thank him for that. A beautiful job they're going to do on that. Yep. Okay. 4:26. Do I have records to play? Yes, I do. I have this one.
Sit on the toaster like a rock, no need to worry about a shock. Are dead, just like the salamander said. The refrigerators house the frogs, the conduit is the hollow log. Broken household appliance, national forest. In the woods, household appliance, national forest, mud and metal mixing good.
She's walking to the factory. She don't look like much, but I tell you, she's a ticket to the easy life for me.
could buy old dreams with the money she's earned. I dazzle her with science, impress her with all the stupid knowledge I've learned.
Yeah, I'm in love with the working girl. horses are on the track.
There's a new dance that's going around. When the hits start flying, you gotta get down. All the young people dance around the square. The old time groove is really nowhere. So when you reach the bottom line, the only thing to do is climb. Pick yourself up off the floor. The horses are on the track.
Yeah.
Ah, lovely. Blast from the Past. That's a Speedy Keen from his album, You Know What I Mean? You know that voice from the Thunderclap Newman hit Something in the Air? That's the same Speedy Keen. He's a drummer and singer in that band, wrote that song. And he was Pete Townsend's chauffeur, apparently, for a while. And he put out a couple of great solo albums. And I think that was it for him. And I think he left us many years ago. I'd have to check the timeline, but a fantastic album. It's some of the Backstreet Crawler band backing him up on that one, and sounding good. Start off with Granddaddy, or Jason Lytle, more accurately, from an album he put out. He re-recorded Sophomore Slump just by himself on piano, and it's called Sophomore Slump on a Wooden Piano. And you heard Broken Appliance, National Forest. And that got somebody's attention, so great. Beautiful song. Hope to see Jason up here sometime soon. I drop him notes once in a while, but no sign of him yet. I think he was doing something in Europe, did a short tour, some sort of orchestra presentation. There's a beautiful venue here right a block away from my house where he could do a nice show, and I'm sure he'd enjoy that. We heard the Members from England. The Working Girl single, and a great little band, which I managed to miss. The days I was packing up my belongings in California to move to Montana, the Members opened for XTC, who I was dying to see, and I actually stood there about dinner time on that day thinking, I could drive into the city and lose 12 hours of work I desperately need to pack up. And I passed, and apparently it was a fantastic show. One of those things, I really kicked myself for putting myself in that position. I had a deadline. I had a moving van meeting me, so there was no wiggle room. But great band. The Members, they did a couple, three albums, I think. Yeah, some really great songs in the mix. The Undertones, another great band. From their second album, Hypnotize, you heard Tearproof. Big Audio Dynamite from their debut album, This Is. That's Mick Jones from The Clash. You heard Bottom Line. And finishing up with Speedy Keen. Oh, Ran arrived at 4:50. And I bet I have something to do here. I have two things to do. At this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by a studio coffee roaster serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Outside, curbside ordering available at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142. Online at bosonbrewing.com. And those are my kind of businesses supporting KGLT. The other day, I was filing records away. I was after, on the Fun Drive show I did on Tuesday for Mike, covering for Michael Kurtz. I did a swing singles party, and that meant at the end of the show, I had to put away a bunch of singles, and I found a few unfiled singles in a box, and I thought, oh, what are these? And one of them had a cover picture, fancy picture sleeve, all in Japanese, not one word of the name of the band in English or the name of the song, and I had to do a search of the Victor Record Company of Japan catalog number and turned up. The band is called The Mops. I have no idea what the title of the song is. But when I asked around, turned out it's one to have.
Thank you. てたはずなのに夢が途切れたこの虚しさこらえきれなくお前の名を呼ぶ今すぐ会いたい朝まで待てない
I've wanted all I've had. I left a crowd.